NJ drops justifiable need requirement for concealed carry following SCOTUS 2A ruling. By A.W.R. Hawkins on June 24, 2022. New Jersey's Acting Attorney General Matthew Plotkin issued a June 24, 2022 directive to all law enforcement chief executives and county prosecutors. Plotkin's directive is titled, Directive Clarifying Requirements for Carrying of Firearms in Public. The directive says, yesterday the U.S. Supreme Court issued a decision that impacts New Jersey's permitting law but does not eliminate our overall permitting requirements. Under current New Jersey law, an individual can obtain a carry permit only if they can demonstrate to the reviewing officer that the applicant satisfies mandatory statutory requirements. 1. Is not subject to any of the disabilities which would prevent him or her from obtaining a permit to purchase a handgun or a firearms purchaser identification card. 2. Is thoroughly familiar with the safe handling and use of handguns. And 3. Has demonstrated a justifiable need to carry a handgun. The decision in NY State Rifle and Pistol Associates v. Bruin prevents us from continuing to require a demonstration of justifiable need in order to carry a firearm, but it does not prevent us from enforcing the other requirements in our law. In the section on reviewing concealed carry permit applications, Plotkin's directive says, in reviewing an individual's application for a permit to carry, the applicable law enforcement agency shall continue to ensure that the applicant satisfies all of the criteria of NJSA 2C:584D and NJAC 1354-2.4, except that the applicant need not submit a written certification of justifiable need to carry a handgun. Plotkin's directive ends, this directive shall take effect immediately and remain in force and effect unless and until it is repealed, amended, or superseded by order of the Attorney General. Breitbart News reported that SCOTUS's ruling in NYSRPA v. Bruin struck down New York's proper cause requirement for concealed carry permit issuance. In the majority opinion, Justice Clarence Thomas wrote, we too agree, and now hold, consistent with Heller and McDonald, that the Second and Fourteenth Amendments protect an individual's right to carry a handgun for self-defense outside the home. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. Reach him at herhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.